MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, December 12, 2024. More mental health care workers are needed in the state. The Peabody tax rate rises 7.3%. Mix of clouds and sun today, windy, low 40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8:33 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that the state's mental health workforce is struggling to meet a rising demand for services, according to a new report, which calls on Beacon Hill policymakers to provide more incentives to expand the labor pool. The report by the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation found that while Massachusetts boasts one of the nation's highest per capita number of behavioral health providers in the nation, 45,730 in 2023, there is a widening gap in the number of individuals in need of service and those who receive treatment. Between 2017 and 2023, the state's mental health, substance abuse, social worker fields experienced a workforce decline of 1,260, while family and child social workers reported a decline of 1,190, according to the report. Caroline Enos is reporting in the Salem News. In Peabody, homeowners will see a $386 average jump in their property tax bills next year, following the City Council's approval of a 7.3% tax increase. The Council set the residential rate at $9.26 per $1,000 of assessed value, and the commercial and industrial rate at $19.02 per $1,000 for fiscal 2025 at Tuesday's tax classification hearing. The tax classification factor remains at 1.75, as it did the previous two fiscal years. The Council voted 9-1 Tuesday to approve the increase, with Ward 1 Councillor Craig Welton absent and Councillor-at-Large Ann Manning-Martin voting in opposition. Commercial and industrial property owners will see an average increase of $1,186 on their tax bills in 2025, compared with the average increase of $2,019 they received in 2024. The Council also voted to use $1 million in free cash to reduce the overall tax burden. More news after this break.
Ready, Dominic Castro, host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, right here on MSONewsSports.com. What do we got going on this week? In the North Shore, the coach of the defending Division I state champion girls hockey team out of St. Mary's of Lynn, our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week, and on the Merrimack Valley Show, New Hampshire sports scene covered, from Tom King of the Nashua Telegraph. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
On itemlive.com, Zach Laird is reporting the Swampscott Water and Sewer Advisory Committee discussed possible solutions for cleaning up King's Beach at its meeting on Wednesday. During the meeting, Department of Public Works Director Gino Cresta formally recommended for the town to commit funding of $50,000 to secure the necessary equipment to initiate a pilot program that would treat pollution on King's Beach. The program would be a 3-month trial for the town to act on its previous plans to treat the beach with ultraviolet lights. Committee Chair Elizabeth Smith elaborated on the committee's plans for the project. The equipment the town will use to treat pollution will have to be sourced by Trojan, a contracting firm. The committee hopes to open the beach around Labor Day if the program runs as intended. WFXT-TV is reporting that in the first Beverly School Committee meeting since a weeks-long teacher strike in November, officials decided that students will make up the missed days through a combination of Saturday classes and vacation days. The meeting was held Wednesday night and featured several options for school committee members to vote on. 12 days were missed due to the strike, and officials say remote work was not an option. The option members chose was to schedule up to 4 instructional school days on Saturdays in January, February, March, and April, totally 1 per month. 3 remaining days will also be added to the end of the school year calendar, marking the last day as June 23. The switch allows for up to 5 weather days available to be scheduled before the required June 30 date. And Jim Sullivan is reporting in the Newburyport Daily News, a quartet of festively decked out high street homes in Newburyport are among the highlights during Saturday's Anna Jakes Hospital Aid Association annual holiday house tour. Founded in 1888, the Anna Jakes Hospital Aid Association is a nonprofit organization dedicated to raising funds to support the Highland Avenue Hospital. This year, the house tour will feature 10 unique homes in Newburyport, as well as Newbury, that people can go in and take a look around. The tour runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tickets are $35 in advance, $40 the day of the event. In sports, only a few North Shore winter sports teams are scheduled for games this week. The defending MIAA D3 state champion Marblehead boys hockey team will open at Shawsheen tonight with a 7-10 puck drop. Despite the fact the St. John's Prep Eagles graduated quite a few senior starters from their 2024 D1 state championship team, hockey coach Christian Hansen has high expectations for this year's captains.
So we have the 3 captains this year, senior Ryan DeLucia. Ryan is an excellent lacrosse player. He's committed to Georgetown for lacrosse. He'll be one of our senior forward captains. Another captain is Mason Luciano. Mason's from Salem. He was a pretty strong player for us as a junior, so very high expectations with him. And then on defense, J.R. Goldstein, a junior, was elected as a captain as a junior, which is relatively rare because in my time here, my 18 years, there have been very few junior captains. So kudos to him for that selection. But, you know, all 3 of them have a ton of work to do getting these guys ready.
That's St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen. In college sports tonight, the Endicott College men's basketball team will play at Salem State today at 5. The Salem State women's hoop team will host Bowdoin this evening at 7. Salem News has announced its girls soccer all-stars in today's paper. Georgia Prouty of Danvers is once again the high school player of the year. Daily Item of Lynn welcome its fall sports all-stars to an event held last night at Lynn Museum. A special all-star section was included in yesterday's Daily Item. The Bruins and Celtics were both off last night. Bruins play in Seattle tonight, while the Celtics host Detroit tonight. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.